Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we'll be talking about UPM's impressive Paso de los Toros pulp mill, which started up in central Uruguay last year. I am Mark Rushton and I will be your host. Spectrum magazine was fortunate to visit UPM's Paso de los Toros pulp mill in Uruguay just after startup earlier this year, a mill that is set to produce up to 2.1 million tonnes per year of high-quality eucalyptus pulp. The Paso de los Toros mill is the second of UPM's pulp mill to be built in Uruguay. The first one, Fray Bentos, was started up 15 years ago. Due to the enormous success with the Fray Bentos mill, Andritz was chosen once again as a turnkey supplier for UPM's second mill. Andritz's scope of supply was an EPS delivery, including all engineering, procurement, and supply, as well as a mill-wide maintenance contract. Today, we have invited Marcos Batagarazor, UPM's VP Pulp and Forestry Operations for Uruguay, and from UPM's Paso de los Toros mill, Frederico Mantinan, General Manager, Dané Pérez, Manager Fiberline, Santiago Tucci, Electrical Engineer. We will also hear from Andritz Eduardo Robad, Site Manager at the mill. Welcome, gentlemen. Great to have you here with us. Starting with you, Marcos, can you please tell us who you are and what you do at UPM?
So I am Marcos Batagarazor. I'm responsible for Uruguay operations in Uruguay. I have been in this position since end of 2018, but have been in the company since 2004. Started out with a Fray Bentos mill project, and over the years have been lucky to be part of the development of the modern pulp industry in Uruguay.
Thank you for your introduction. Now, Marcos, can you please tell us why Uruguay, and especially this location, has been chosen for the pulp mill?
Well, I think that is part of this, in a way, value of Uruguay as a country. So when you look at the general indexes, especially in this region, Uruguay rates number one in level and quality of democracy index. Uruguay has today 98% of the energy is coming from renewable sources, and especially this forestry law and the agreement within the political sector that the forestry sector is and should be and will continue to be a key sector of economy for the country is definitely very, very relevant for the development. And it's critical for the development of any activity, right? So it's stable operating environment, crucial for this kind of long-term investments as we have in the pulp mills. Of course, when thinking about a new location for a pulp mill, for a greenfield investment of like this one, there were many locations studied. This location had many advantages, of course, in terms of competitive access to wood raw material, the access to water, which is needed for the mill operations, the closeness to a high voltage network, which is also needed for this kind of investment and for the kind of daily operation of the mill. But it had also many difficulties or many challenges to be faced. And most of those challenges were addressed when the company started discussions with the government of Uruguay about the opportunity to develop a new mill project in Uruguay. We already had Fray Bentos in place for 15 years. But those challenges that were mainly related to the infrastructure around the mill, the outbound logistics, so how to get the pulp from the mill to the port, and then, of course, other elements related to the general infrastructure to carry on with such a large investment project with hosting 7,000 people in the peak of the construction. But okay, all these elements were placed on the table when we started the discussions with with the authorities, and they were addressed and solved as part of those discussions, and ended up being part of the investment agreement between UPM and government of Uruguay. So, and once those, in a way, solutions to the challenges were found and were agreed with the authorities, then it became very clear that this is a great place for a new mill, as we have today.
Great, thanks for that. Sustainability and biodiversity is one of UPM's main priorities. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Sustainability is at the core of UPM, and it's at the core of UPM operations in Uruguay. We have a large base of eucalyptus plantations, and since the very beginning, we have developed plantations in a sustainable way. There are many elements to sustainability. Many times we look only at a few of those, but there is the way we operate, which makes these plantations operations sustainable in terms of the social impact, the economic impact, the environmental impact, and all of those elements are addressed when we work in any community in Uruguay. Of course, many of the elements are, in a way, known to everyone in the industry. So we have FSC and PEFC certified plantations. 100% of the wood origins for our operations are traceable. So we have full traceability of the wood from the plantations to the mills, and even farther up within the mill. So we know exactly from which wood we have made pulp to our customers. This is always a very, very important element. Uruguay, we don't have any topic related to deforestation. In Uruguay, we have zero deforestation. Our plantations are established in old pasture lands, degraded pasture lands. As you have seen, and I was visiting around Uruguay, forestries or plantations are very integrated with other activities in Uruguay. When we go to a new plot, about 60% of the land is planted, and the rest of the land is not planted. It's left for infrastructure, or it's left as conservation areas, or of lowlands or native forest. When we access new land for plantations, the first thing that is done is the evaluation of the kind of conservation value of areas within that plot, and we are every time deciding in which areas we will establish plantations and which areas we will dedicate to conservation. So we have in our land base in Uruguay, we have more than 70,000 hectares of land that is dedicated to conservation. It includes native forests, but also other type of environments that are rich in biodiversity and which are, in a way, dedicated to conservation. And in those areas, we have continuous monitoring programs. So we know, working with mainly with the universities and research institutes, we know what kind of biodiversity is present in those areas, how it evolves along the time. And in some cases, we have been able to find and identify new species that had not been identified in any place. So in some cases, new to the world, science community in those areas. And in many cases, they represent, or they have in these areas, up to 74% of the existing flora and fauna in Uruguay. So they are small, maybe in area, but they are very rich in terms of biodiversity, and we are looking after this continuously. And then, of course, there are the other dimensions like soil and water. We also have monitoring programs that are running since 15 years back, on how the plantations impact the soil or the water. And okay, all the kind of scientific evidence shows that the that the plantations, as we run in Uruguay, have no impact to the environment, to the conservation of the environment, and are in a way sustainable to run in the long term.
Very impressive. Thanks, Marcos. Now, turning to Frederico, General Mill Manager at UPM Paso de los Toros. Sustainability and protection of the environment is a number one priority for UPM. Frederico, can you tell us a bit about the utilization of byproducts and side streams at the mill?
Yes, the main byproduct is the electricity. So we are producing electricity partly with the waste of the process. But also over the years in Fray Bentos, we have been working on how to reutilize the waste from the process and minimize the waste going to landfill. And all this knowledge has been considered when Paso de los Toros was designed in order to minimize this waste that cannot be reutilized, and also to have better possibilities of having circular economies and reutilizing. Now, besides the electricity, we are also sending some materials to the cement industry, for example, and they can reutilize the energy and also use it in their own products. So very good examples. And it's something that we are continue working towards the target of having zero solid waste to landfill.
Very impressive. Thank you very much for that. So how much electricity is now being sent to the national grid?
When mill is running full speed, we are delivering to the national grid more than 150 megawatts, which is a significant amount for the Uruguayan electricity market. It's around 10% of the consumption of the Uruguay.
Thank you, Frederico. Turning now to Dana Perez, manager of Fiberline at UPM. You seem to have a very busy job. You're responsible for the Fiberline wood processing plant and the pulp drying lines. Can you tell us about the challenges you experienced during the project?
Yes. In the wood processing area, there were many challenges in the sense that by that time, we were going to design and install an area that was going to need to supply the wood for the biggest single fiber line that has been built up to now. So in that sense, from capacity point of view, the wood handling or wood processing area, we knew that was going to be quite challenging in that sense. And of course, we don't have only to reach the capacity, but also the quality. The challenging from the design and supply equipment point of view, we had to supply equipment that were going to have enough capacity, but keeping the quality that we wanted to have. Considering the size of the new equipment, in some cases we had to take some risk in the sense that we had to install biggest equipment that were not in operation yet. And so in that sense, it was quite challenging, but nowadays we are quite happy with the result.
Excellent, thanks. So what part of the project at Paso de los Toros most impressed you?
Many, I would say, but well, for example, in the wood processing area, the chip pile is huge. The chip pile is, if I remember well, 140 meters diameter. It's a round pile, and the height is 30 meters. And it's even more amazing to consider that this huge pile that is 143,000 cubic meters and this amount of chips can be consumed by the fiber line in 4 or 5 days. It's really impressive. In the fiber line, let's say that the size of the pulp washing equipment is pretty big. Digester as well is impressive. It has more than almost 70 meters height and more than 6,000 cubic meters. And then in drying machine, the most impressive is probably the size of the web. There are two parallel drying machines, and the width of the web inside the dryer is 10 meters. And if you consider how long is the web when the web is inside the dryer, is more than 1 kilometer. Everything is huge here, and all the equipments and the spare parts and everything, and the civil structure that is in some way keeping or in position all the equipment is also impressive. And nowadays you cannot notice, but when you go to a building now, and you cannot imagine, I know because I saw it before, but how big is the structure under the ground to be able to keep this huge structure in place. So,
wow, it is certainly a very impressive project. Thank you, Dané. Now turning to Santiago Tucci, electrical engineer at UPM Paso de los Toros mill. Santiago, you're responsible for automation and instrumentation of the mill. What were your experiences of the Paso de los Toros project?
This kind of greenfield project is always really thrilling and exciting and sometimes overwhelming because of the size and the dimensions and gives. Looking this into perspective, it's something that it's one in a lifetime, and sometimes more, but most of the time it's one in a lifetime experience that it's very difficult to explain to someone else that because of the size and the scale and the time window available, you know, to be able to build, to design, to build and start this size of a mill in so short time, it's a real challenge.
Great, thanks. Can you tell us a little bit more about the automation systems used at the mill?
We are getting to know how to use these condition monitoring technologies, but one of the advantages is that we can connect, let's say, typical vibration sensors with the process data and predict when a failure may occur with certain range of probability. In that sense, we are ahead of the failure before it happens. Of course, this vibration monitoring is not new for the pulp mill. What is new is that this is done with online sensors. Normally, this is done with an inspector going and measuring point by point with certain frequency. Normally, it's bi-weekly or once every 3 weeks, something like that, because we have 1,000 motors or rotating equipments. So within 1,000, you need a whole army to monitor this amount of equipment. So having these online sensors enables the to have much more data, and you are able to correlate with the process information, which is, as you know, online and collected to the systems. So this is giving us a good chance of let's say forecasting failures before they occur. And this is really, really good advantage. It's something that is not really much done. Of course, there is a lot of references in the market looking for this kind of developments. But as far as we have been researching, no proven facts of this is actually giving some benefits. So we did the hard part, which is investing in the instrumentation and installation wise. Now we are hoping to collect the fruits, of predicting failures and being able to increase the availability of a running mill.
Thank you. Again, very interesting. There is a maintenance contract between Andritz and UPM. Eduardo, you're the site manager from Andritz at the plant. Could you tell us what this maintenance contract contains?
Yes. The maintenance service contract involved three phases. Involved the pre-engineering, the site implementation, and the warranty phase. Pre-engineering means setting all the documentary work, like criticality analysis of the equipment, and definition of spare stock, codification of the spare parts, lubricant homologation, specifications, maintenance plans definition, loading all the functional locations data into the SAP, and doing all that documentary work. And then the setup implementation means getting everything ready, all the systems, all the people, recruiting the people. All the engineering was done with the people that we went recruiting along the way. And so then we had to set the systems, get the people here, get the warehouse ready to receive the spares, purchase the spares, receive them, put them into place, upload them into the system. So we got everything ready for when the plant starts, the first day the plant starts, we could start doing maintenance. So setting all the systems, all the people. And then of course the warranty phase is start to doing the maintenance when the mill starts.
Excellent. The contract runs until the end of 2025. Frederico, which win-wins do you see for Andritz and UPM?
Okay, we know Andritz as a maintenance supplier for many years. Since construction of Preventos, they have been working with us, and it's a long-term partner on that. And for a greenfield operation, it's very good to have the focus on the building the team for the operation and also develop the operation and stabilizing, while then the Andritz team is focuses on the maintenance, and then we can then improve both at the same time.
Well, that was really great. So good to hear about UPM's forest industry in Uruguay. And from the pulp production experts at the Paso de los Toros mill, UPM and Andritz have truly created an exceptional example of production efficiency and sustainable operations. And this is a showcase to this industry and other industries in ways to create environmental excellence. Thank you, gentlemen, for a very interesting discussion. And we wish you continuing success with the Paso de los Toros mill and all of your operations in Uruguay. Should you wish to find out more about UPM's Paso de los Toros mill or about Andritz sustainable technologies for pulp mills, please see the link in the show notes of this podcast. Thank you, gentlemen, for a very interesting discussion. And we wish you continuing success with the Paso de los Toros mill and all your operations in Uruguay. And we'd like to thank all our valued listeners. Goodbye.